That was Isaac Albanese, Asturias, one of our favorites here. And now we really head deep into the world of classical guitar, that warm, captivating tone of the classical guitar, a velvety tone. We have a very, very special guest on the line, Anna Vidović, a world-renowned classical guitarist. She grew up in Croatia, started playing guitar at the age of 5, and studied at... not only the Academy of Zagreb, but also the Peabody Conservatory, which was also my conservatory. I worked with Leon Fleischer there, and we brushed shoulders many times in the hallways and in class. Welcome, Anna. It's so great to have you on my show.
Thank you so much. So nice to connect with you. How are you doing?
All these years. Amazing. And what a career.
I know. It's great to hear your voice. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. You have one stop in Canada. Aren't we lucky? That's coming up this Saturday, Aurora Cultural Center, 7 p.m. Not to be missed. This is going to be an incredible concert. It's the Great Artist Music Series presentation at the Aurora Cultural Center at Trinity Anglican Church. We're so excited to have you, Anna. How do you feel? Are you already in Canada?
Not yet. I'm going to be leaving on Friday and then getting in that evening, and then the concert is on Saturday. So I'm very excited to be in Canada again. It's been probably a few years. So I love Toronto area, and so I'm very excited to play at the Cultural Center. Also, I have really good friends, Bonnie and Norbert Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, excited to see them as well. I've worked with them before. And so glad that they reached out to us.
A beautiful program ahead, beginning with Johann Sebastian Bach's Cello Suite Number 1. You have some Barrios, Giuliani, Albanese, the one we heard, Castelnuovo Tedesco also. And you're giving us some dessert as well with the Piazzolla's Three Tangos. Wonderful programming.
Thank you.
Do you have a home base now? Do you live off your suitcase still? Do you consider any place home?
Most of the time, yes. I just returned from Europe. I was there for about 2 weeks, so I had a long tour and just a few days off and then off to Canada. So, no, I mean, I have times when I'm at home. I live on the East Coast, close to Philadelphia. So I really treasure my time at home as well. So it's important to have that in between the tours, at least a few days off. But, you know, traveling, of course, is a big part of what I do.
Right. Well, tell me, I mean, one of your top YouTube videos has over 10 million views, a beautiful recording of the Tarega, the Recuerdos de la Alhambra, and you use a very special guitar there, the Jim Redgate. Is that still your instrument of choice, or can you tell us, you know, a little bit about this incredible luthier, why they're special, these Australian-built guitars?
Yes, a lot of guitars these days are coming from Australia, from all parts of the world. But I've met Jim more than 10 years ago. It's going to be maybe even 15 years ago now. And because I was looking for a guitar that I connected with and speak to me. So I was looking for that kind of instrument because, you know, as musicians, we speak through our instruments. So that's a really big part of what we do. And so I was searching, and I met him, and he was really interesting because he was doing a lot of, you know, new innovative things with the instruments. So, I played one of his guitars, and I immediately connected with it. And that's what I was looking for, this special connection with the instrument. And I felt very comfortable. The sound was beautiful, warm, but also very powerful. So this has kind of been the guitar that I've played for many, many years. I'm very loyal to it, and I don't think I will change. So... and that's the guitar I'll be playing on Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. Well, the audience is in for an incredible treat. And it's interesting how you say you immediately responded to it. You immediately knew that's the one. Is there something in the wood that's used in the technique? I know he makes lattice braced guitars. Could you walk us through a little bit maybe of the technical details for anyone? You know, we have quite a few guitar enthusiasts on our show.
Yes, Jim's guitars, actually he builds lattice bracings. He also builds double tops guitar. So this particular one is the lattice bracing. And there is a difference in the sound between the double top and the lattice. So I think for me, you know, personally, as I mentioned, I was looking for that personal connection, because it's a very personal decision of what instrument you're going to play, and it just has to speak to you in a certain way. You have to feel comfortable. You have to be able to play the music that you want to play and be able to express it through it. And this guitar just really responded to everything that I was trying to do. And something that I knew I was going to have to play for many, many years. So this guitar keeps opening up and developing, and the sound keeps changing. So we're kind of maturing together, the guitar and also me as well. So we spend so much time with the instrument. So every day, and even after all these years that I've played it, I still feel like there's so much more to in the instrument, because the instrument constantly changes you. So, and of course, Jim Radgate is a wonderful, amazing builder. And what I really admire about him is his constant search for change, for something different. And he's always looking for something new. And he's a master of his craft. So you can see that through the instrument. And also visually, it's a very beautiful instrument.
Oh, visually as well. They're gorgeous instruments, absolutely. And I remember back when we were students, when was that, early 2000s, there was the Baltimore Guitar Society, which I love to attend those performances. They were so intimate and quite a big hall. I mean, hundreds of people for, you know, an instrument that has to project right to the back seat. So you have that expressiveness also that's so integral to classical guitar, the nuances, the dynamics, and some kind of rich volume and tone projection. So
you're absolutely right. I mean, it has to reach the listener in the last row, right? So it has to have that power and that expressiveness that is. And guitar is a quite intimate instrument. It's not so loud as piano or violin. So it really, all these qualities is what Jim does. You know, he builds guitars that are beautiful and projective. They project well, but they're also very warm sounding.
Wonderful, Anna. Well, good luck with Saturday's program. Your audience is in for a very unique treat with this beautiful program. It's at the Aurora Cultural Center. Get your tickets at auroraculturalcenter.ca. The box office number is 905-713-1818. That's 905-713-1818. And it's this Saturday, February 3rd, 7 p.m. if you're in the Aurora area or want to visit Anna and this extraordinary guitar performance, check it out at the Aurora Cultural Center website. Good luck, Anna. What's your next stop after Canada?
So the next stop after Canada is going to be Greece. I'm going to Greece and then a couple of engagements in the States.
Oh, wow. Great. There's a change of climate for you.
Yes, it's going to be nice. I love Greece, so it's beautiful there. And
terrific.
A couple of concerts with the orchestra as well. So, it's an exciting time. Usually, winter time is a very busy time, and also spring. So,
all right. Good luck, Anna. We look forward to welcoming you this weekend. So great to catch up after all these years, and good luck with all your projects and upcoming music tours. Very exciting for you.
Thank you so much. So nice speaking with you. All the best to you.
Absolutely. Well, here's some Piazzolla for our listeners. Let's top things off with a beautiful tango.
Thank you.